Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's regular council meeting on Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting today on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation. It is 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. We have a few amendments of the agenda. One would be 4.2 for delegations in CERNO. Also, under new and unfinished business would be CarMax Food Bank support letter, or I guess it would be verbal. And 8.4, traffic bylaw review. And yeah, so any others?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
What's the bylaw review?
It's just to put it on the table to, if we want to put it into a review.
Okay.
Yes. All in favor? Okay. Adoption of the minutes for regular meeting May 5th.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
For the seconder.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. Pass this. All right. Delegations. Welcome,
people. Yeah, I just wanted to introduce a new corporal, Devin Peters, coming from Nunavut, the Cougar, to be more precise. I'll be doing the monthly report presentation. For the month of April compared to April 25th, 2025, we have an increase in assaults, breaking and enter, causing disturbance, mischief, breach of peace, sexual assaults, and well-being checks. We had a decrease in the call for service calls for involving alcohol, not drastically, but to get four less calls than last year. That was 11, and this year we held one prisoner for the month of April. We just had a court circuit on May 6, 2026. The next one is July 8, 2026 at the fire hall. Members were present at the Gold Dust Lounge on several occasions to deal with unruly customers and to complete proactive patrols. Members have provided several courtesy rides to customers who were unable to get back home. A total of 112 patrols in and around the community were conducted, with members collectively spending 140 hours on the road. So tickets for speeding, driving without license, and failing to stop at a stop sign were issued, along with two warning tickets for various motor vehicle act offenses. Members completed numerous school visits, partaking in the school running club, archery class during school hours, and served lunch to the students, high school students, to be more precise. The RCMP also attended the last hockey game of the year for youth minor hockey league, attended the Easter egg hunt, and attended the Easter breakfast. For notable occurrences for the past month, a citizen reported being assaulted with a liquor bottle by their spouse in the early hours of the day. The victim provided a statement of the events. The aggressor was located and arrested and released. The safety plan was completed for the victim. Informed the aggressor that the person arrested was now bound by several conditions. The second one is a citizen that reported that an elder's residence had been broken in, and while they were out of town on medical treatment, members attended the residence, followed the individuals that were taking care of the residence while the owner is out of town, and learned that nothing was missing, but member found three unsecured firearms and we seized them for safekeeping. And the firearms were rendered to a member. Now, at least arrival on Michael for so we can see him for 20 years.
So we'll have to come with you in the morning to the daycare then. And
okay.
Do you have children?
I do. I got three kids, but they're down in Alberta. Yeah, they're still behind. So my ex and them live in Camrose, Alberta, and my new Kamala is up here with me. She's hoping to at some point pick up a job here somewhere. She's a singer songwriter. She's on iTunes. Very like passionate about music. In our previous isolated post, she did some music programs in the school with the kids. She ran healing circles for the elders. She worked at the school and she was an assistant manager at the co-op there. So she got lots of experience, lots of drive, and she's like empath, like a super feeler, you know. So she very much cares about the people and the communities that she's surrounded by. So she's and she's loving it here so far. Like, so she's finding lots of inspiration around here for her music writing. So
good.
Yeah, so we're happy to be here. Yeah,
well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess it's my honor to welcome you to CarMax, Corporal Peters. Yeah, so
you,
we're open door, so yeah, and we look forward to working with you.
Awesome.
You have a great crew. Yeah, they're a blessing.
Definitely.
To be around. So,
yeah, very fortunate.
Yeah.
Just wanted to put another note that I just learned came in. Talk with the wellness worker, not wellness worker, family resource worker across the, and we decided that instead of having the child seat workshop at FCS, we'll do it at the detachment. Okay. So we don't have to have like an alternate location if it rains or anything like that. If firefighter comes, we can just park the vehicles at the back, and then the vehicles that needs to be examined, or someone comes in with a new car seat, can install it in the garage detachment.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Thank you for doing that.
And again, I'll link up with Prince just to get something thrown on the not public board, on Jumbotron.
That's what
Jumbotron. Jumbotron. Yeah. And ask CarMax bulletin board to post it.
Yeah, if you can send me something, I can put it up there.
Sweet.
Text and drive is illegal, but read that board.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for coming.
Any questions for the Mother Report? That's what I do when I walk.
I don't know. I guess what's kind of the forecast that you think summer's going to bring, or how are you feeling about that? Or
so, from my comparison from all the other years, we're going into a good summer. Like last year, at this time, I had 7 charge files. David had 4 and the relief at 5. And at the moment, we only have 2 charge files, and they're mine. And they're straightforward. Nothing really out of norm.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty straightforward. I could have predicted that they were the person that would be charged, because we had several incidents with them. Never cooperated police, never told us anything. And then now they're fed up. Now they're starting to talk and tell us about what's really happening.
Cool. Excellent. All right. I have to follow in Lee's footsteps and ask if the impaired drivers were local.
No. I was no charge for that one.
Okay. There are two of them.
Yeah. No charge for those ones.
Okay.
The only problem that we had was non-local. I think he ended up losing his job, and he's no longer in the community.
So. Okay, thank you.
I only have one more question. Do you play softball?
Or hockey?
I would, yeah. I used to play both, but obviously in my previous isolated community, being especially that it was a two-man detachment, we didn't have any downtime or anything.
Yeah.
And it was always cold and dark, and we were always busy working 24-hour.
You're going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
It's a big softball tournament coming up here. So
that's cool. Yeah. Like, I'd like to get back into some of that stuff.
They have practice. You'll see them practice right at
I was hearing. Yeah. I hear people over there. Yeah.
Feel free.
Yeah, there's another field. Sometimes they're over across the river.
So where would the main, like, the tournament be?
So it's LSCFN's ball diamond.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a big ball diamond when you go down.
I saw that there, yeah. By the outdoor rink.
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'll get the lingo for all the areas, like lower bench, wetland, or
yeah,
over here or over there. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Over there. I'm familiar with wetland, and so that's lower bench.
That's the lower bench.
That's lower.
Okay, yeah. I got that.
Don't trust people in the wetlands.
The areas.
Stop by. The garage is open anytime.
And F2, is that the
park? That's the park.
I got that one. That's
there's disc golf there.
Yeah, I saw the sign. I was wondering how that.
And it's registered online. It,
really?
Yeah, you can. Oh. You have the app, and it works for the disc app.
The old original guy, Murphy, down there, he actually had real golf.
No way.
Yeah, he used to go down there and play golf. Oh, no, disc golf.
He had 9 holes. They shared fairways, but. There he managed to get 9 holes of golf there.
It's all in the trees, or
yeah,
oh, wow.
Trees, yeah. So that was
quite challenging.
Yeah,
that was his condition for sale to the village. Is it had to have some kind of golf aspect.
Oh yeah.
So
wait for your partner's opening act at the bandstand. At
oh yeah.
When the summer
party. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting going here.
Yeah. Like seriously, like she. I'm holding her accountable because like a lot of times she shies away from this thing, but yet she wants it so bad.
Yeah, well, there's so great acoustics right there.
Yeah, every time I'll sure you guys will cross paths. I'll introduce and stuff, but like everybody, I want everybody to push her. Like, yeah, she needs a little bit of a kick. So she's setting up a little studio in the basement. She's excited about it. So
right on.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, so. That's it. We're happy to be here.
Well, that's,
yeah.
A lot of times, if it's brought any box or what you said, it's always been when someone comes into the community adds that because the recreation can't always afford to do that.
Oh, yeah.
The RCMP is so instrumental in doing that. So, yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't come with a lot of skills. But certainly, willing to help and step up wherever I can, that's for sure. So
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Nice meeting you
so much.
Thank you
very much.
Take care. Have a good evening. Thanks, Greg.
If we had a football field, I could be
balling. Can you make do? There's a field.
Yeah. We could play tackle football outside the RC.
Seems like it's a fun
game. Gary Wheeler's house is the old office.
Okay.
So it was further back and the sign wasn't glass. We used that as our field goal when we were kids.
Oh,
okay. Kicked that for the field goal for the extra point.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, yeah. We used to play there when we were kids.
Oh, it's like the best place here for kids to grow up, eh? Like, it's just so much harder than the cities like we've talked. All right.
That's
right.
Have a chair. Sit down.
Come on in.
There's this chair there.
This chair's free as well, and there's some chairs there.
You know, why don't you take the chair?
You
was
right there.
Oh, she is.
Or me. Try to hit
you. Me. There's a lot of chairs in the chair. Yeah, move over. Get more people in. All right.
Are you sure? Yeah, that guy looks familiar.
The mayor of the mayor of now he's mayor of BYG.
I wouldn't call it BYG.
Well, welcome officially. Sorry about the little misconfusion, but you have the floor and we could do a bit of a round table, I guess, if you haven't met council before. We could start over here. Councillor Mitchell.
I'm Dan Mitchell, longtime resident.
Doris Hanson, I'm council.
Thanks to meet you.
Blake Rogers, I'm CAO.
The mayor, Justin LaPellance.
Friends, Clark.
I'm Tara Wheeler. I'm a counselor. And Helena's missing today. This is Helena.
You're Helena.
I'm Tammy Grantham. I'm the consultation and engagement manager for the limited purpose.
I'm Sebastian, an engineer for the Harmonizing Project.
Jeff Warner. I'm based in Saskatoon, work for Encero, senior water quality specialist.
Nelson Jobin, site superintendent with SNRLP.
I'm Mike Weibel. I'm the site manager from Monaxon.
Trey Gunor, I'm the project manager.
And Sheila Garvis, the Mount Anson liaison worker, CarMax.
Well, nice to meet you all.
I was wondering, but I'm like, I know she retired. What's she doing now?
We still.
We are so happy.
Sure.
I have a small presentation.
Okay.
Can you send it to me?
Sure. Just give me two shakes here. While I try to put it on my hand.
Well, thank you for accommodating us.
No problem.
That's fine.
Very much appreciate
it. You've come a long way, Ken.
Yeah.
No, come back in 2 weeks.
We would be happy to do that as well.
You might have to spend the night at the mine. Eh?
Depends how the road is.
Yeah. How is the road?
Challenging at the moment. YDC's working with us on getting some of the eroded areas fixed up, namely around 24 and 32.
Yeah, I heard 32 is going up there tomorrow.
So. Yeah. No. So, we'll... I think a few days we'll have that all fixed up and then we should be good. Most of the fresh shed has, so you don't expect much more.
Okay. It's hard to determine that.
Wasn't for the short week, it would have been there today. I mean, just that.
Nobody can't go to work.
So the patient today, you're going to work.
And you got her payoff, I couldn't care less.
Does the council know about the open house that's being held on Friday?
No.
Minuteformats.ca.
So there's the Friday. It's there's an open house here.
I saw that.
Direct
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Time?
I will check.
But right here, I've seen that.
Okay.
Upstairs at the rack.
Because them is wrestling the next day.
I know.
And I'm... garbage cleanup for minor hockey on Sunday.
What a busy.
And there's also housing strategy workshop happening at the event.
Tomorrow there's a flood mitigation project, public engagement too. Yeah.
3 to 7.
And yesterday we did our strategic planning.
3 to 7, Tara.
Okay. 3 to 7 at the rep.
Yes, upstairs.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not yet. The joys of technology. Maybe while we wait for that to be delivered to an inbox, we can actually start, maybe? Because really, the first part is just introductions and kind of explaining a little bit about a somewhat new team, I think, that you see in front of you. And so, Troy, did you want to?
Sure. So, I took over as the project manager in January. So, pretty new, still getting around my arms around it. The previous project managers were on multiple projects, kind of this was one of them. I'm solely dedicated to getting this project going. So, and as part of my role coming in was building a team. Mike was already here and he's been a big help, but Sebastian's relatively new, Tammy's new. Nelson's been around for a while, but he's taking on a new role as the site superintendent. She was new. So we are rebuilding the team with an effort or with a goal, I guess, to get the project done as quickly as we can. So we're going through the remediation environmental assessment process right now. As soon as we get through that, we'll get the project done. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Next slide, please. So I guess if you don't know, you probably do, but the Mount Nansen Remediation Limited Partnership is a partnership of those companies you see there, JDS Energy and Mining and Ancero Solutions, which makes up MNRLP. And so the folks that are here, we may work for any number of those companies, but at the end of the day, we're with Mount Nansen. So like Troy said, he's dedicated to Mount Nansen. So am I, so is Sheila. Of course, Mike and Nelson are, and you guys are mainly 50%, Jeff, maybe?
No, I wouldn't say that, but there's a lot of people on it. It's maybe like 10% of what I do.
Next slide is up there. This is just a little map of the remediation cleanup phase. This is still pretty much the plan. As you can see down in the bottom right-hand corner, the tailings, and then big red arrow going up toward the pit, from also the mill and all the different places. And that's kind of the plan for the remediation. And that is definitely a future state, because that is not what it is now. Next slide. That's a real-time, real-life picture of the pit. Great. And here, this is this next slide here. Yep. That's a future state. So that's kind of a visual of the plan of what it will look like.
What's the timeline of that?
Future state.
Right now, 2030.
2033?
Yes.
Thank you.
And from how fast this year has gone, that's going to come faster than all of us.
Flies when you're out.
Yeah. So this is just a bit of the details. So Mount Nansen is one of, if not the premier mine closure project in Canada. There are not many other, if any, I think, that are relocating the entire tailings facility, like the whole thing, back into the hole it came from. So it's a great opportunity. It comes with some risks. So we are the owners of the tailings facility, of a tailings facility that does not meet design guidelines. So that's why we're relocating it. But until we permit the remediation plan, we're dealing with a dynamic risk. And so that's a bit of the team that you see in front of you, their work day to day. And as well as getting the EA together and across the line. So this is the next slide, please. Yeah. So this is where we're at in the permitting process. As you likely know, November is the deadline for the EA and the proposal to YESA. So as you can imagine, it is hair straight back to get that work done.
May I ask, please, what an EA is?
Environmental assessment.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. My goodness. Anytime that we say something that is silly,
That wasn't silly.
That's a good question.
We just came from an AYC meeting in Watson Lake, and there was a guy that said, enough of these acronyms. Can you just say what you said? Or what you're saying?
So again, the project schedule is November to have the submission ready, and then we have a number of phases or steps for each piece of the proposal that needs to be taken. So the chapters are written. And there's a review by a discipline lead or a professional in whatever discipline that might be. And then, of course, there's a few other reviewers within NSERO and JDS, and then it has to be reviewed by CERNAC and LSCFN and Champagne Asia, for that matter. And then it can go into the body of the proposal. So you can imagine the time it takes for each one of the chapters to be reviewed. And there are 26 chapters. And each piece is a requirement from YESA. So it's not just things that we've kind of thought, oh, this is a good idea to put in. It's a requirement for the regulator. All of that, of course, is going to go through the normal process of YESA. So there'll be an opportunity for seeking views and public review. But the executive committee is going to be the final reviewer.
Yeah.
Then there aren't many of those.
No.
That go to executive committee.
No.
Any questions on that?
No.
Any counselors?
No, thank you.
Next one. So this is a great photo of some of the fellas who work up there. Then Mike and Nelson might be able to name names, but
you see that. Clear faces.
Yeah. I thought that was LSE Ventura.
Oh, okay. I think I see some faces there.
Yes.
And so we're doing another LSCFN tour in June.
16th.
Yeah. And the invitation is extended to you if any of you would like to attend. Let us know and we'll make sure that we can put that together. Okay, next slide. So this is.
Have any of you been to the site? Yep.
Not for years.
It's been a while.
That was just sort of last week. Are you there last week? Oh, week now.
I used to play bingo up there with Bruce.
Project update, site care and maintenance. So I was hoping somebody could talk about the water treatment plant operations. Someone maybe? Hey.
Operations, yeah. So I have not too many operations. I mean, we just went through a fresh out of course here. It's a spring wind along and it was very successful. We had not many issues and we have focused on lowering, of course, the tailing storage facility down to a level where we can manage, you know, increased inflow, increased pressure due to the snow packing this year. We had almost twice as much snow as the year before. So, of course, we put, you know, reagents and all that sort of thing on site ahead of time. And it all paid off. And we're starting to see the peak of the volume within our TSF. So within the next few days, we should start seeing a decline again. So we're in a good spot there, as well as the water treatment plant, of course, requires ongoing maintenance as the project kind of pushed a little bit. There's also, you know, some aspects in regard of asset management that come into effect, and we need to make sure that the hardware within the water treatment plant is getting updated accordingly. So, we have 4 water treatment plant operators at any given time. So 2 main operators and 2 lead hands and helpers, and as well have now Joe Falcom. He is a member, LSCFN member here that is starting to get into water treatment operations, and we're really happy to help him pursue that path. So at some point, hopefully, he can run our water treatment plant or many others that are within the Yukon as a part of capacity building for the community. The rest, the SEEP as well. SEEP has been managed really, really well. We install new pumping systems in there that are now controlled through VFTs and levels. So it can vary its flow depending on the inflow and the level of the pond as well. So it really helped us manage the pond really, really accurately. We see really minimal fluctuations there as well. So overall, we had a good winter. Not really much happening in regards of TSF inflow during the winter, some chemistry changes due to the, you know, the ice coverage and whatnot, but otherwise it's in pretty good shape and well managed.
Thank you for that update. I know it's a lot of work to run a water plant.
Yeah, it's very dynamic, and we had some minus 50 degree days, as we're all aware of, and they posed some tremendous challenges of keeping water flowing on site.
Winter road maintenance is the next.
Yeah, winter road maintenance. It's usually contracted to a local contractor through us from Cernak. It starts in, depending a little bit in November, from late October to May, approximately, depending on the conditions. And the scope of work involves just plowing the road pretty much, so we have access to site. And again, it was a busy winter with all the snow that we got this year. And we had zero closure days, so the road was really open at all times, which is good. This is what we want and expect, and that's how we manage for. So, yeah.
Great. Anything on daily monitoring?
As outlined in the WL or water use license and the other requirement care maintenance licenses, we perform our daily requirements on a, of course, on a daily basis. So, and plus some, we also gather some extra samples for us as well to try to predict what future chemistries, that sort of thing within the pond. And Jeff can probably put some more, get some more input on that. But we also do that. It's not just what the minimum requirement is. It's also one step more to ensure that we can read some of these changes and what that means in regards of longevity and long-term. I don't know if you want to add something to that. Or...
Yeah, we do monthly, weekly for the water use license. We also have adaptive management plans that we have to satisfy so that we're taking hydrometric and surface water quality across the entire site. So quite a few stations.
I know that water was a concern of council. And so if there are any questions or issues you want to bring up that perhaps we can address or take back to somebody.
I know you can get fresh drinking water there. Am I correct?
When all the tailings goes into the pit, do you still be doing treatment, or is that it?
There's going to be a new water treatment plant that's built that's got an expanded set of parameters that it will treat for. The idea is that will treat water for during the active remediation phase and then a post remediation phase, but will eventually not be required in the long term.
I used to work underground mining, and we did three open underground and two open pits, and in Barrier, BC, and Merritt. And when they were done, their parts are now, so I know it can be done. Good job, you guys, looking after it.
I guess I got a question on the effects of the water quality that's heading towards Carmack. So obviously it's been asked before, but is that out of our freshet, out of our groundwater area? How does that look?
I can't really speak much about the quality of water because that's not my field of expertise.
But ultimately, it feeds into the Nisling River, so I'm not sure.
So it's in a different
area of the watershed.
Yeah. I'm sure they wouldn't let it go there if there was something wrong with it. I'm sure someone would be stopping.
Yeah, we are, in terms of the water quality objectives that we have, we've been in consultation with LSCFN, and, we're using, CCME, federal, but also drinking water quality standards as well, Health Canada. So it covers a pretty wide range of parameters. So the water, once it meets those objectives, will be safe to drink or do whatever.
And CCME means?
That's the Canadian federal water quality guidelines that they have acute and chronic protection of the wildlife for aquatic life, and kind of a baseline parameters that are in Canada, but we also do, BC covers some parameters where there's gaps for CCME, and then there's federal ones that cover gaps that exist for both of those, and then there's Health Canada ones that cover drinking water. So we kind of got those four, and we use the most conservative one out of those and the most recent ones to develop our water quality objectives.
Any questions on Damon Richardson? Okay, next slide, please. So these are the 2025 highlights. Water treatment plant operations monitoring regime continues and is, as you've heard, rigorous. The mill demolition happened in 2025. So that's a big win. It's been demoed and it's nothing but a concrete pad, right?
Just the slab is there, which will be removed during construction. The only reason it wasn't removed, well, reasons, is there's likely some contaminant underneath it. And so we didn't want to remove it and then expose that contamination before we're ready to do all of the remediation with the containment structure. So we've left that in place until full remediation.
Okay. I should expect some concrete to come.
No, it all go back in the pit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. In the concrete?
Yeah, leaving the concrete. Yeah, like on the wood board.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything that's contaminated will go.
Okay.
We've got a typo on this slide. It's 2025 highlights. So completion of the environmental assessment, which is pretty much done. It's now being written up.
Yeah, all of the field testing, all of that stuff is done. It's just finalizing the check.
Yeah. And then the focus team development, which is you know, again, going back to the beginning of the presentation, what you're kind of seeing here today. Next slide, please. So the plan for 2026-2027 is to treat the water, so keep the tailings pond down at a safe level, strict monitoring of water quality, as Jeff was saying, then the project proposal submission, detailed design engineering plan, site programs and workshops, including begin the implementation of the closure objectives, revegetation, permafrost. There's some work happening on permafrost and some vegetation work and tailing saturation. Any questions on that?
So you may hear about some projects that we are trying to push forward. There's been a few. We are struggling a bit with Yukon government giving us authorization to perform work without the environmental assessment being completed. So you may hear about some projects. We are trying to progress a few things, some of the trench remediation, the new water treatment plant getting started.
Shed.
The works, yeah, the managed shed. So there are some things that we might be able to do next year or two.
Yeah,
I have to follow mediation. We are struggling to get those authorizations.
We're struggling with the same thing with
our
projects.
Oh,
and their own projects in this at PG level. Yeah.
There's some fencing projects that were also kind of an immediate concern of LSCFN, and I'm assuming some folks in this room that were also being challenged to get through because YG is having some of this happening.
Yeah.
I was so sorry. I was born and raised here in Kelowna. So I'm a long time Yukon, so very well aware of Yukon governments. Challenges.
It don't matter what party's in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just the way it goes. Okay, yeah, next slide. And we want to say thank you always to the Mount Nansen site team. We can't do any of this without you guys. So, big. And so part of the hang up is, like I said, the shed. And that was, you know, Nelson and Mike are talking about keeping water flowing at 50 below. That's a key piece of infrastructure that's needed to help advance the project through the winter. And it's been a real challenge to see that happen. So, there can be some really challenging times without, as you know, without having indoor space to work on machinery and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's our presentation. a little bit about the work that Sheila and I do, just so that you know, like, who we are and what we do. So we're the consultation engagement team. Any kind of information that you need, any presentations that you want to have happen or communications, anything like that, you can go through either one or both of us, and we will find the right people to answer your questions for you. Troy, I'm going to volunteer him that he's always available to answer questions. And then, of course, Mike and Nelson are here in the community, same as Sheila. And all three of them are now up to speed. Sheila's been on this. we're all drinking from fire hose right now. But don't hesitate to reach out and ask questions or anything you need information wise.
Thank you.
It would be our pleasure.
I guess I would say thank you to everybody here. I know it's been a long time for this project going on. If there's anything the village could do to help alleviate some type of space for you to have meetings or public engagement, just let us know. We're more than happy to help you there.
Marilyn?
See Nelson on the road all the time.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Yeah. Office space.
Yeah. But no, really appreciate your time coming here and letting us know what's going on.
Well, we really appreciate you kind of squeezing us in, and terribly sorry for the miscommunication. In future, yeah, Sheila and myself, I will ensure that I send an email so that you guys have us directly, and we'll yeah. Make sure you're getting all the goods.
Very on. Thank you.
And yeah, open house in Whitehorse.
Yeah, there's an open house in Whitehorse on Thursday and here on Friday.
Yeah.
Haynes Junction.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
It's busy time.
Yeah, it's time. To keep people up to speed with projects.
Yeah.
And you meet with Champagne because of the Nisling River watershed.
Yeah, and there's a small part of their territory that kind of goes to the property as well.
So. Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, their kind of west northwestern boundary overlaps with the eastern boundary of the project the site.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Better be water from Mount Nansen.
We're pulling right out of the creek. And then seriously, if anybody ever wants to site, obviously you've been there, you know, just let us know. Happy to show you around and see what we're working with.
Thank you for
that. Would be nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for running.
It's been a while.
Right.
Take care.
You can get a bingo game if you need one.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Moving on, correspondence, not seeing any council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
I attended the AYC AGM and it was a good time. I learned lots. And I attended a meeting just a little bit ago regarding the DMAP
and strategic plan.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. On Monday, we had a strategic planning session with Jordan, and I think that went very well. Thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome. Councillor Mitchell.
I echo. Can't remember if I was at the DMA.
It was like yesterday.
Oh, that's one yesterday. God, I just so much.
No, DMAP was about an hour ago. Oh, yeah.
An hour.
Oh, that, you're talking about that. I thought it was one last week.
On Tuesday.
I know.
I'm screwed up because I keep switching me around on my shift here. I don't know where my Mondays are anymore because my Monday's now a Thursday. But anyway, the AYC, DMAP, and yeah. No, I'm not just busy at work.
Council Wheeler.
All of the same things. I really enjoyed the AYC AGM and conference. Although the days were long, I like, and it was things that I thought I knew about, I still was learning things, and it was refreshing, and it was great. It was pretty good. And always fun.
I also attended the AYC AGM in Watson Lake. It was very informative. Had a great time meeting with others, other councils. Got some clarification on some things from Premier, our MLA, Corey Mayer. I also attended the strategic planning session with Jordan Stackhouse. Looking forward to seeing what that report kind of comes back and kind of, it's the big picture of what's to come. Obviously, the DMAF, just talking to Mike and Harbor as a community advisor attending that. So it's good to get some clarification before the meeting tomorrow for a public consult. Also, was asked to attend and speak at the graduation of 2026 Hunter Tantalus School. So I will be honored to speak at that. Other than that, it's business as usual. Getting a few remarks, some talks to some public about the landfill and how the fees are working, and just it's great to hear the public coming forward, and hopefully we can help them out. That's all I have in my report. Late Rogers, CAO.
Thank you. There's the big dates, the big event coming up is tomorrow, DMAP public engagement, taking place at the Rec Center, starting at 4:30. This past 2 weeks, a bulk of it was really taken, was really spent, on AYC. So, I spent, the first day, the AYC Municipal Administrators Forum with the other CAOs, and had a chance to get to know them a bit more and learn more about what was happening in other municipalities, which was very insightful. There was the AYC conference over the weekend of May 7th to 10th, and also the Housing Accelerator Fund project public engagement on May 12th.
That's right.
So there's a number of things going on. So that was last week. A number of meetings and correspondence as well too. Just emergency preparedness, flood watch and response coordination. There was a lot of that was ongoing, especially 2 weeks ago. We got to a pretty dicey point, but fortunately things subsided. It was a lot of coordination with the mayor as well as the fire chief. Meeting with Adam Greenwood with regarding infrastructure project history on May 12th, just walking through some of the history with the work that he's done in the last 10 years. An in-person meeting with YG Economic Development regarding funding programs that was on last Wednesday. There was a lot of really good information that came out of that in terms of areas that are opportunities for funding. And I think that as the strategic plan becomes developed, we'll be able to hopefully be able to match some of those initiatives the council wants to move forward with the funds that are available. So
great.
Meeting with YG Community Services and Environment regarding Old Greener Station. So there was some high-level discussion about just the site and what can be done with the site. It is, in a nutshell, I'll just say it can be transferred over to the municipality at any point with the permitting isn't the issue. It's more the transfer that would take time. The big takeaways, I think, are that there was a report done. There's an offer to update council on the details of that report. But in a high level nutshell, it's The site is fairly limited with what can be done on it. There can't be any, it has to need to be potable water, and there can't be any basement. So it is, in terms of just what, how it was assessed as commercial use because that was what was put forward. So there are some parameters. It is possible, but there is a lot of parameters that are needed there. So anyway, I can reach out to environment and have kind of a more debrief in future council meeting if that would be of interest.
That sounds great.
And then correspondence with LSCFN Executive Director ongoing. Kelly's been away for the last little while, so we haven't touched base for a bit, but I know that there's going to be discussion tomorrow with DMAF, and I'll be seeing her at the administrators meeting for that before a public engagement. And then the other, just on a side note, so I will be away from May 22nd so May 22nd as well as May 25th to the 28th for the CAMA conference next week. And then after that, I'll be going on leave for until June 8th. So during that time, Prince and I will both be away at the CAMA conference from May 25th to the 28th. Prince is also taking a bit of time, so he'll be gone until June 1st. So I've asked Annette to be acting CAO while I'm away so that council will have a point of contact. I'll still be reachable while I'm at the conference, but in terms of just on site, if there's things that are needed, Annette's offered to be the point of contact.
Okay.
So that's my report.
Thank you, Blake. To the Association of Yukon Communities, Representative Councillor Wheeler.
Other than the AGM that just happened, we were all at the meeting, but the next board meeting will be held in September, I forget the exact date, in Mount Lorne. I think September 12th. And the next AGM will be in Dawson City, but it will be the weekend after the Mother's Day weekend. So like the 15th-ish.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, boss. So there's a bylaw here, 327-26, VOC bylaw services constable. Before we open it up, I have a recommendation that the council wants to discuss about it going to a public hearing period where we would send out a survey on the changes that have been made in the first reading. I'd like to hear what everybody's comments are on that. Chief. It would be a period of time for 2 weeks, Blake. And then we can come back to see what the survey says on the first reading, then the recommendations about or is being changed before we approve the second reading.
I think that's a good. I've had a few people come up to me concerned. I think it's just with the wording. It's the special forces or like, which it doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't sound great to some people. Yeah. And I think we should also get the RCMP to help or to see.
So that can be in the questions.
As part of the public engagement. But I agree with asking the community thoughts on changes and
any other comments on moving to have it put to a public consult with it being put out via sorry, I lost my word there. Oh, so it's like a survey, sorry.
Also with the oath of appointment, I
I think that it could be signed by the CAO. I don't think it actually has to be notarized.
No.
Because we don't have one in the community. So it could be a pain.
Oh. Not there yet.
What sort of questions are you going to ask on your survey?
That's a good. We can discuss that. Would you like to see specific questions yourself or what you recommend? I think it would be mostly regarding maybe the amendments to the original bylaw specifically. That we're amending.
Well, the public's going to read this, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to get a chance to read this.
That's so right.
Just let them read it and see if they have any questions on anything in it.
But we can have a survey that says, like, how you feel on this piece of it or in general. We are making some significant changes to it.
I think instead of a how do you feel about this is, yeah, this is the original. This is what is different. Thoughts.
Yeah. Well, sure. Hate to base laws on feelings.
Well, I mean, in regards to that, is we can just plainly say these are the amendments.
Yeah.
And then they give their remarks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds better than asking them their feelings.
Maybe just one question, just for clarity, the questions kind of, should the questions be framed to be focused mostly, what I'm hearing is that the questions should be framed and focused mostly on the legislation that's been introduced and the amendment, as opposed to
what the past is,
what the past or the general sentiment of bylaw enforcement in the village.
I think you're going to get either. I think you're going to get both of that.
Yeah. Okay. But should the question?
It could be. I don't know if you have recommendations on how that would work.
I think it would be. I think it would be maybe. I guess if there's insights into kind of areas of concern, that would help to craft the questions of, you know, how, like, I don't want to turn it into a feeling. It should be more objective than that, but
yeah.
If there are things that have come forward from the community that should be identified in the questions to be able to kind of get more clarity that way, to be able to provide counsel with the best recommended advice going forward, yeah, maybe I just went back to council to see if there's been anything that's come forward so far.
Okay.
I haven't heard from many. The only things I have heard good and positive move on. So I haven't heard any negative about it. But I don't get out much. So.
So with this, I have heard it's the use of force. Okay. It's just the wording of the use of force. People like,
but here we go with the feelings again.
Well, but it sounds negative.
Well, it is negative if you have to use force to deal with something. You don't use force in positive situations.
And should we be the ones using force?
Yes.
That's what we're trying to establish.
We're a small town, so I've got that as well. Or is that something we want? And that's not, a few people I've talked to, that's not something that they think we should be doing is.
If I was in Liam's position and someone attacked me, I'm using force.
Yes, yeah. But to even have the person in that position.
Well, he could be in that position in dog control.
I know.
People are very passionate about
that. So some of the question, family. Some of the question is in regards to the safety of the position.
Yes.
Is how I would ask that.
Yeah.
Okay. The position is there. Now we're dealing with the specifics on how that piece is dealt with.
But it's not outlined here that he's not allowed to go anywhere outside his parameters. He's got to, you know, I think it's pretty straightforward, but I do.
Change. It's changed, Dennis.
It's changed, but it's.
So it won't happen.
Don't put the questionnaire out, but I don't know how you want to put the questionnaire out.
Well, it's the period of time where the public has the opportunity
to
come to us to even ask their questions. It's not maybe us asking the questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's okay. Instead of a survey, let's just have a meeting and they can come and ask the questions.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. And they read this and
highlight any
let
changes.
Them come back with us. Because we could point out something that
no, I understand that.
That we don't catch that someone else is going to say, well, you didn't give us a chance to question this.
Yeah.
Let them decide their question.
What they want to ask. That's a good idea. Dan.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, just a public consultation.
Public meeting?
Yeah.
Would it be a separate public meeting outside of council or just including it as a...
No, it would be.
Well, we have regular meetings to do this at, but they don't show up. So I don't know. Yes, we have to have special meetings on.
But we could maybe promote it a bit more that's for this purpose, or is it preferable to have something completely separate?
It could be even the like as we have zoning special meetings.
So many people,
the 30 minutes before a regular
they
meeting
fit in here.
I like that.
Seriously,
yeah,
there's a lot of concern. They won't fit here.
Okay,
let's.
Like they're like so when we have like a zoning special meeting, it's right before a regular council meeting.
Okay.
So 30 minutes before, that's the special meeting. 30 minutes before our next regular council meeting.
Okay.
6 o'clock even. Like
where is that hold it?
Where would you hold a zoning special
it's meeting? It's just here.
Right here.
All the people that are concerned won't show. There's going to be two people, maybe.
Yeah, but you're talking about so many people are concerned. Surely to God, they're going to show up.
They can show up if they want to show up. Yeah. And if they don't, then...
Let's get this under order here. So,
yes.
We'll have it here. If there seems to be concern that there's not enough room here, we can move the meeting to another date and another location.
I think council probably have a fairly good idea if there's getting engaged how many people showing up in advance and maybe so
okay
so 6 o'clock before the next
how are we going to notify people of it? To make sure that we get a good cross section of involvement,
we can do posters like we did with DMAF and just to get the word out,
like physical posters up around the community.
Yeah, and put something up at the post office. And,
okay, that's great.
Yeah.
We need to get a good cross section.
Put it on the Jumbotron, dude.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, moving forward here. The motion to move the second reading though to a further date.
Make a motion that we postpone second reading of bylaw 327-26 until a later date.
I'll second.
But not too late.
All in favor? Thank you. Okay. New and unfinished business. Appointment of deputy mayor, June 2026. The reason for this appointment would be that I am leaving the month of June to serve at the Cenotaph in Ottawa for the Canine Ranger Patrol of CarMax. So, did you want to speak on this later?
Thanks. Yeah. So, this is a challenging one because we have bylaws that conflict with each other about the appointment of a deputy mayor. There is a partial process that's outlined in a definition in the indemnity bylaw that basically gives direction in terms of it's more definitive than suggestive. It says that this deputy mayor is the councillor who had received the most votes. However, it's not aligning with the procedural bylaw, which is also not something that we can technically follow to the letter, to the T, because the appointment of a deputy mayor in the procedural bylaw is supposed to be done by November 30th for the following year. So we're working with we're working in between things here. My suggestion would be that for this time, as a short-term measure, that given that we have that June is fast approaching and it is only for a short period of time, that a resolution is passed by council that that would basically ratify Dennis as deputy mayor for the month of June, given that he would fit that definition that's outlined in the indemnity bylaw. And then once council is back at the end of June, we can open up both bylaws and basically create a clear, more clear-cut path for determining who can be deputy mayor for the remainder of the term or on a rotational basis or whatnot. But for June coming up, we're going to be coming, if even just a resolution nominating anybody from the floor could be challenged based on the fact that we already have a partial procedure in place. So it's, yeah.
Okay.
That would be, so my recommendation would be that a resolution is passed just ratifying Dennis for this period.
Council?
Sorry, Councillor Mitchell.
Are you available, Jim?
I ain't going anywhere.
Okay. Well, that's just making sure you're in the territory, in the community. So
it's just how available I am to reps and whatnot, you know what I mean? During work hours. But I ain't going anywhere.
You have your days off, I guess, me.
Yeah, well,
right. Check in.
Does somebody want to move the resolution?
I'll make a motion that Councillor Mitchell be appointed deputy mayor for June of 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. Passes. Thank you, Blake, for
clarifying. I'll be following the news if I have questions.
I'll also be available and attending the meetings.
You know me, I'm not making no decisions. I'll call. I'm talking to somebody.
He can't anyway.
All right. Request for or to reschedule regular council meeting dates for June 2026. Blake.
Yeah, so we're kind of in this was a suggestion that Prince made, and I think it's a really good one, and that the way that the dates line up for the month of April, or sorry, month of May and month of June. If we were to do the first and third week of June, it would be June 2nd and June 16th. But the suggestion was to move them to June 9th and June 23rd because it staggers them a bit better. So I'd support that recommendation coming from admin.
June 9th is good for you coming back from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be back on the after the 8th. Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we change the meeting dates for the month of June to the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays.
A second.
All in favor? That passes. Thank you. Thank you, Blake, again.
It'll be June 2nd and then June 23rd?
No, June 9th and 23rd.
It's the second week.
Oh, second week, okay. 9th and 23rd.
Thanks, Prince.
Yeah, thank you, Prince. All right. This is getting into the amendments. CarMax Food Bank support verbally, Blake, CAO.
Yeah, so Lorraine Graham came by the office today and just highlighted the challenges right now, given the move of health and social to the sixplex, and the food bank would be relocating there, which doesn't really meet the needs of the clients of the food bank. Lorraine had expressed her concern about this and just the need for a better space for the food bank that can be conducive to the public coming in and not being kind of center of attention, but also a place that's fairly safe and central. and also the and also low or no cost for the food banks as well too. What I had said is that the municipality unfortunately doesn't have any space at this point that that isn't being leased out or used, but that we would kind of keep in mind, and I'd bring it forward to council tonight in case there's any suggestions, recommendations. She had also said that CDC may have some space, and that she had identified it. And my apologies, my geography of the office areas isn't the greatest, but she had said office number 3 and the CDC owned building.
Their main building, the bank.
Okay. That's the one. And asked if council might be willing to provide a letter of support to CDC requesting that space for the food bank to use. So that was what was forward.
Solid space for okay, so
this how much is it involved? Isn't it just a bookshelf full of food?
There's a lot of food. There's a fridge and a freezer as well.
Now. Okay, yeah, there's okay. And the dog piece.
It's really
good. And the pet piece too.
The pet food.
Yeah. I would support a letter for the CarMax Food Bank, definitely.
Yeah. To find any space.
Yeah, anywhere.
I mean, if we can come up with an idea, we'll definitely share that with you, so you can pass it along to Lorraine. But yeah, I think we can, as a community, definitely support this. Obviously, it's as a need.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll be able to draft something up.
Yeah.
All right. 8.4 traffic bylaw review. So this, I put this on the agenda as it kind of works with the VOC service constable and the traffic bylaw kind of works with this. I was only suggesting this is that some of the bylaw that we use for an enforcement piece would then have some tail pieces that would really hinder or could have some impact on this bylaw. So it is due for a review. I just wanted to hear the council's thoughts on possibly running this through after the constable bylaw. So what do you think?
I'm sure. We'll have to spend some time on it because I think we've the whole
stuff. Yeah, so there's the reason also putting this on there is it is due for a review, which then we'll have that public engagement piece as well. So it'll be treated the same way as the bylaw that we're doing for the constable bylaw, so that the public gets their chance and has every right to give us some feedback on what that is.
Sweet.
Okay. Did you want to speak any more on that?
No, I don't think so. I think that, I mean, the big thing is just to think that it is kind of, I think the complexity with that is that a number of the duties that would be enforced by the bylaw officer, some of those reside within this bylaw, which I know there's some contention over, and it has been called for being needed to be opened up as well too. So I think the pairing of the two makes a lot of sense, just to be able to get public social license on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Paul, question period to the gallery. If there's anybody there online?
No.
If not, we move on. I'm not seeing any in-camera sessions. Move to adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. It's 8:14. Thank you very much.
Well, going back to the beginning, I'm sure I missed it one DNAF meeting. One meeting somewhere that I missed.
I've had so many.
It was just 2 minutes.